Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, May 29, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Andrea Navagero. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome, dear listeners, to another engaging episode of Wikipedia, where we journey through the depths of Wikipedia to bring you stories that captivate the mind and spark intellectual curiosity. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're exploring the fascinating life of an individual who has somehow slipped through the cracks of mainstream historical narratives. Our subject today is Andrea Navagero, a remarkable figure of the Renaissance period. Andrea Navagero, a name that may not ring any bells immediately, yet his contributions to language, literature, and the diplomatic ties of Venice are noteworthy. Born in the magnificent city of Venice on November 14, 1483, Navagero's life and work embody the quintessence of the Renaissance spirit. Picture the splendor of Venice at the time, canals bustling with gondolas, the grandeur of Venetian palaces, and a marketplace humming with merchants from diverse cultures. Navagero was not only a product of this vibrant backdrop, but also a shaper of its cultural legacy. Imagine for a moment the city of Venice during the Renaissance, a hub for commerce and culture, a melting pot of ideas and innovations. It was in this rich environment that Navagero thrived as a humanist scholar and a diplomat. This combination of roles was crucial to the era. Scholars and diplomats alike were seen as gatekeepers of culture and communication between nations. Navagero's family, having connections with Venetian nobility, provided him with a platform to pursue education and eventually make significant contributions to the society. Now, let's delve into his academic contributions. An advocate of humanism, Navagero was pivotal in the literary and intellectual circles of Venice. His works encompassed a wide range of subjects, including agriculture, which was a significant topic during that period because it was tied to economic stability and public welfare. What a fascinating blend of subjects he was involved in. His writings show a deep understanding of both practical and philosophical matters, reflected in his works that have aided in forming the canon of Renaissance literature today. For our listeners who are fascinated by language, here's an interesting tidbit. Navagero took an active role in the preservation and propagation of the Italian language. He was a curator of sorts, collecting rare manuscripts, supporting the translation of classical works, and even contributing to the evolution of the vernacular. This contribution is particularly intriguing when we consider the power of language as a vehicle of culture and identity. Imagine a single language, shaped by scholars like Navagero, carrying the essence of an entire civilization through the ages. Let's segue into a different aspect of Navagero's life, his diplomatic endeavors. You see, during the Renaissance, diplomats were more than just political representatives. They were cultural ambassadors who fostered understanding between nations. Serving Venice, Navagero was appointed as an ambassador, first to Madrid, then to Rome. His diplomatic service was not only about politics, but also about cultural exchanges that enriched both Venice and the countries he worked with. This neatly brings us to a thought-provoking question, dear listeners. How might Navagero's work as a diplomat compare to the role of intercultural communications in today's globalized world? As we challenge ourselves to bridge cultural divides and foster international understanding, what lessons can we learn from Renaissance figures like him? His life took another turn when he was invited to Rome by Pope Leo X, serving as an advisor and continuing his scholarly pursuits. Tragically, Navagero's promising career was cut short when he died in 1529 in Blois, France, during a diplomatic mission. He was only in his mid-40s. Imagine the depth of his contributions if he had lived longer. This premature death leaves us pondering the impact of, as the saying goes, what might have been. Listeners, you might wonder, how does the legacy of a man like Andrea Navagero influence us today? The answer lies in the subtle yet profound ways scholarly pursuits from the past shape modern thought. The Renaissance was a time of rediscovery and innovation, the ripple effects of which we still benefit from in our educational systems, intercultural interactions, and our appreciation for the humanities. As we wrap up today's exploration of Andrea Navagero, I'll leave you with a challenge. Consider the Renaissance ideals in our contemporary world. How do we balance the pursuit of knowledge with the complexities of global diplomacy? How can we, like Navagero, contribute to the cultural and intellectual enrichment of our society? Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. I hope today's journey through the past has sparked a curiosity that compels you to delve deeper into the fascinating intersections of history, culture, and modernity. Until next time, keep questioning, exploring, and connecting the dots that link us with our rich and varied past.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Andrea Navagero. Thanks for listening. See you next time.